Today's daf is daf Yud. We're starting from daf Pesamud Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara is now going to go through listing different chumras that exist by one av over the other av. Chumra in this context means that we're going to show aspects of a particular av that makes it more of a reason to be chayiv than the other av. So let's see. The list, Tana Rabbanan. It's taught in the Brisa. Chomer b'shor v'bor, chomer v'bor v'yesh. There are chumras that exist in shor more than bor, and bor more than esh. Chomer b'shor v'bor, the chumras that exist in shor more than bor. What are the chumras that exist in shor more than bor? Shashor m'shalim is a kofar. When one shor kills a person, there is what's called the payment of kofar, where even though you are chay of misa b'dei shamayim for your shor muad that kills a person, the Torah gives you a kofar, a payment for kapara that you can pay for having killed a person with your shor, b'chayiv b'shoshim shel eved, and similarly there's a chiyuv when one's shor goes ahead and kills an eved kanani, so he doesn't pay kofar, but he pays a certain fixed fine of shloshim shkolim, and that exists only by shor and not by bor. If your bor kills either a ben chayrin, a regular Yisrael, or an eved kanani, no payment of kofar or shloshim is necessary. Nigmar dino aser bahana. Also, by shore, if there is a psak din on the shore that had killed a person, otherwise known as a shore haniskal, that shore will become asabana. There's no equivalent case of a boar becoming asabana if a person dies in it. V'darcho lelech u lehazik. And also, a shore is an active mazik that comes and goes towards the nizak, goes to the damaged entity, as opposed to a boar. Masha ain came a boar. Once again, like the other three, Masha'en came aboard, the Brisa says all these three do not exist by boar. And the last thing, obviously, Darcha Lelech Lahazik, obviously, a boar does not go to the entity that it damages. The entity that gets damaged obviously had to come to the boar because the boar is stationary. Then the Brisa continues, Chomer b'boar, mi b'shor. There's a greater Chomer that exists in boar more than shor. What is the greater Chomer in boar more than shor? Sha'abor, boar, as we talked about earlier, something unique about the boar is that as soon as the boar is made, it gets ipso facto automatically defined as a damaging entity, a damaging contraption. It already has its status of being a damager at the onset of its creation, as opposed to everything else. For sure, a shore, we'll see even Aish, the creation, okay, when it comes into being this entity, it does not already have that status of being a mazik until it goes ahead and damages. Right, a shor is a nice friendly little entity until it goes ahead and damages. Umuad mitchilaso, and also by bor, there is a chiv of nezek shalim from the start, as opposed to by shor, there is no chiv of nezek shalim from the start. At shor tam, you pay chati nezek. And that's what he says, masha'in came by shor. We don't find by shor either tchilaso siyasa lenezek or muad mitchilaso. Then the Brisa continues, Chomer b'shor v'be'esh, Chomer b'esh v'be'shor. There's a Chumra, there are greater Chumras that exist in shor more than Esh, and Esh more than shor. What are those Chumras? So now, Chomer b'shor v'be'esh, what are the Chumras that exist by shor more than Esh? Again, Chumra meaning making it more of something that we would associate and say, oh, it has these aspects which show you that it's more of a serious damager. Shashor, what do we find by shor? Shashor m'shalim kofar. A shor that kills, once again, if it's a shor muad, you're responsible, the bala shor, the owner of the shor, is responsible to pay the kofar payment. If the shor kills an eved kanani, once again, the bala shor, the owner of the shor, is chayiv to pay this knas of shloshim for the killing of the eved kanani. Nigmardino asavana, once again, the shor, if it gets tried in court and gets paskined up as a shor aniskal, a shor that had killed a person, it becomes asabana, that shore becomes asabana. Masra l'cheira shote v'katan, if you hand over a shore over to a cheira shote v'katan, a person is going to be chayiv. Masha ein kein ve'esh, as opposed to if you hand it over the esh to a cheira shote v'katan, you're going to be putter. We saw two opinions of this on Pesach Beis. Shout out to Chazara. Speaking of Chazara, today is the day when you start adding another daf beis, another cycle of Chazara to the Chazaras. Go see the smooth chart. So, on previous daf, on Tesamid Beis, we saw two approaches to this Masra Chayve Shot of a Katam. One approach is that we're talking about handing over a untied shore and a uncovered boar, which would be the equivalent of a flame. And the Gemara on Kazan Beit explained why by handing over a flame, you'd still be pater if you give it over to a katan, a cheresh, a shotev, a katan. But assuredly, you give over that's untied and it's unguarded, when you give it over to him, when you give it over to the cheresh, shotev, a katan, you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara explains the difference. The Gemara also explains the difference in the other approach. The other approach is that was handed over was not a shor that was untied and a boar that was uncovered, but rather it was a shor that was tied and it was a boar that was covered. What was the equivalent by Aish? That what was given over to the katan was a coal that was not, flame was not stoked, there was no flame coming out of it. Being left to its own devices, it would die out. So that approach also, the Gemara, with that approach also, the Gemara on Tesamid Beis, go back in Chazar, also explained the distinction why, by a cheresh chotev a katan, when you give the cheresh chotev a katan a shor and a boar that is secured, tied up, covered, why you'd still be chayiv there? And why, by Eish, when you give a gacheles, where the Eish is seemingly contained, because it's in a gacheles, in a coal, where it's going to die out, why in that case, if you give it to a katan, that why is that the only case, when you give it to a cheresh katan, that you're going to be pater? What's the distinction? It should be exactly the same. The Gemara now goes on, and it says, chomer be'esh mi'abor. There's a chomer that exists in Eish, more than boar. There's a, what would be the chumrah characteristic of Eish more than boar? She'esh darcha leilechul hazik. That Eish, the derech of Eish, is that it, once again, it is an act of damage that goes to damage the entity that it is damaging. It goes towards it to damage. Masha'enke, as opposed to by boar, it's stationary, the nizak has to come to it. And now it's adding something else. U'mu'ades le'echol bein davar haroyla, bein davar she'ein roila. By Eish, the item is mu'ad, it's chayav from the start, to pay for items that it burns up that are fit for it to be burnt up and things that are not fit for it. Dabar aroyla and dabar that's not roila. Masha'in came babor, as opposed to bor, it's only going to be chayiv for when it damages something fit for it to damage and not something that is not fit for it to damage. This last aspect of the brisa is something that the Gemara later will clarify. What exactly do we mean by an item that is fit to be damaged by Eish versus unfit to be damaged by Eish. Fit to be damaged by Bor versus unfit to be damaged by Bor, where the Bryce is making a distinction that only by Eish is chayiv for when it damages something that it is unfit for it to damage. Ain Oroi. We'll see what that means, but not yet. Now the Gemara has its own questions, why the Bryce left out certain other chumras. Why doesn't the Bryce list another chomer, another strict aspect that exists by shor more than bor, an aspect that would make the av more of a reason to be chayiv by shor more than bor? List shashor chayiv osakelim, that by shor you are chayiv to pay if your shor damages kelim, utensils. Masha ain kain vabor, a bor, you're not chayiv if a vaz falls into your bor. The balabor is not chayiv if a vaz falls into the bor. So Gemara says, hamani. Who is this Braisa? Rabbi Yehuda, a Rabbi Yehuda that we've seen already previously a couple of times. The Mechayev al Niske Kelim Vavor. Rabbi Yehuda happened to be of the opinion that one is Chayev. We saw this already on Hayamud Beis. One is Chayev if his boar damages a vase that fell into it. So if that's the case, then why did the Braisa leave out the Chomer of Shor more than boar? The shore is chayev a kelim. It's very simple. It left it out because the brayse is going to Rabbi Yehuda, who says you are chayev for your boar when it damages kelim. So Gemara says no, it can't be. E Rabbi Yehuda ema seifa. If we go with Rabbi Yehuda, then let's go to the seifa. Chomer be'esh mi'abor. The end of the brayse had stated that there is a chomer aspect in esh more than boar. Sha'esh is right at the end of the brayse. Sha'esh darcha leilech ulahazik. Esh goes to damage. It goes out to damage. It goes towards the. It's on the move to damage. It's active to damage the damaged entity. And here's the key part: umuad lechol bein davar aroyla ubein davar she'ein aroyla. And one is chayiv from the start to pay for eish that damages something fit for it to damage and something unfit for it to damage. Something fit for it to consume versus something unfit for it to consume. Masha'ein kein b'bor. By boar, one is chayiv only when the boar damages something that is fit for damage, and not something that is unfit for damage. The Gemara says, "Davar haroyla my ninhu," something that is fit for aish to damage. What is that? Eitzim. That's what we're talking about. Eitzim. Davar. That's the ayin that is fit for aish to damage. Davar she'ain roila my ninhu. Something that is not roila. Something that is not fit for aish to damage, that you are chayiv for your aish anyway. L'chayre, that's kalim. Because kalim is not something that it ordinarily, that aish ordinarily consumes. And what did the Brisa say? Masha ain came by boar, as opposed to by boar. And that would mean that by boar, you're not going to be chayiv for kalim, because you're not chayiv for a dover she'ain roila. You're not chayiv for something that's not fit for it to damage. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, we have a problem. If we're saying that the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda, ha Marta, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mechayiv haya Rabbi Yehuda, the Brisa, we had other Brises that said that Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv al nizkei kalim bibor. We know that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that nizkei kalim, that a boar that damages kalim, damages a vaz, one is going to be chayiv for. So obviously we can't say that the Brisa is going with Rav Yehuda, because if the Brisa is going with Rav Yehuda, what would it mean to distinguish between a Davar HaRoyla and a Davar She'ein Roila, that by Eish Yechayiv for both Eitzim Davar HaRoyla and Davar She'ein Roila, namely Kalim, Yechayiv for that by Eish, but you're not Chayiv for that with Davar She'ein Roila by Bor. That would be saying that you're not Chayiv for Kalim by Bor, but if we just said that the Brisa is going with Rav Yehuda, so then this would be untenable, because boar, a person is chayiv for his boar when it damages kalim. So the Gemara says, Ela lo'ol rabbanan hi. So we have to go back and say that the Brisa is going with the rabbanan. And if you go back to the kasha, what was the kasha? Why did the Brisa leave out the case of a chomer b'shomi b'boar? A chomer aspect that we have by shore more than boar is that the shore is chayiv when it damages kalim, chayiv b'osa kalim. So comes the Gemara and it gives an answer that we see throughout Shas different times. The Tana of the Brisa left out some other cases of chumras of one av over the other av. So the Gemara says, okay, but in order to say that, you have to show us that that's true. You can't just say it by one. What else? My shayar the high shayar. What else did the Brisa leave out that we enabling you to say that this case of this distinction of shor being chayiv, of shor being chayiv when it damages kalim, as opposed to boar, where you're going to be putter if it damages kalim, that distinction, what other distinction besides that was left out of the Brisa? So the Gemara says, Shaya Tamun. What was also left out is by the chomer of shor, more than eish, right? A shor is going to still be chayiv if a shor is still going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv for your shor if the shor damages hidden items within a haystack. Masha ein kein, by Eish, the halacha is, it does not go ahead and generate a chiyuv if one's fire goes ahead and burns up items that are hidden in a haystack. By Eish, your putter, this is one of the pturim of Eish, namely Tamun. And that obviously was left out because the Brisa should have listed the chomer of shor more than Eish, that it is going to be chayiv for Tamun. In fact, that it doesn't shows you that it's leaving these things out. So at the end of the day, according to the Chachamim, it left out both a chomer of shor mi bebor, in that shor is chayiv and kalim and bor isn't. That was one thing that was left out. And the chomer of shor more than Eish, in that a shor that goes ahead and damages hidden items, okay, one's going to be chayiv for, as opposed to Eish, where there's a ptur of Tamun, if the items is hidden in the haystack, such a case would have a ptur by Eish, and that's another case of distinctions, that these are the two scenarios of Shire, of leaving out, that the Chachamim have left out in this Brisa, and therefore, we can say that the Brisa is going according to the Chachamim. There is another possibility that nothing was left out of the Brisa, and the Brisa is going with Rav Yehuda.
Ah, but you ask, we go to Rav Yehuda, what does Davar She'ein Ro'ila mean? L'chair Davar She'ein Ro'ila means that you're chayiv by Eish v'kelim, and you're putter, okay, for Bor by Kalim. So Gemara says, no, Davar She'ein Ro'ila, lav lasu yekelim. Not coming to include the case of Kalim that has a p'tur by Bor that doesn't exist by Shor. It has a chumra by Shor, that you're chayiv for Kalim, as opposed to Bor with your putter. That's not what it's coming to include. Rather, when it says Davar She'ein Ro'ila, the last line of the Braisa, it's coming to include Elalasuye Lichko Nira Besichsecha Avanav. That was coming to include where the Eish goes ahead and it literally licks the field. It goes ahead and puts a layer of scorch, a scorched field, which would demand the property being plowed up again. The sichsecha avanav, the eish also you're going to be chayiv for if it blackens stones. So this type of damage, there's no such chumma where these types of items, minimal types of damage, can be done to ground or stones, because obviously ground or stones cannot be damaged by bor. Bor being stationary and ground and stones being stationary. Then the Gemara goes on, Maskav Lar Ravashi. Ravashi asks the following question. Listen, Choymer, why doesn't the Braisa list Choymer, a Choymer, a stringency of Shor, Bishor more than Bor? Namely, Shashor Chayiv Bo Shor Psulei Mukdashin. That Shor, you're going to be Chayiv for the Shor of Psulei Mukdashin. What happens if Reuven Shor damages Shimon's Shor that happened to be Psulei Mukdashin? Halacha is, let's say you have a Korban that had a Mum, and then you go ahead and you redeem it. So that redeemed Pusel Hekdesh, that redeemed Pusel Karbon, becomes now the owner of the one who redeemed it. So again, if Shimon had a Karbon Pusel, that is considered his property, because if he redeemed it, it's his property. So a Shor, if Reuven's Shor damages Shimon's Psulei Mukdashin Shor, so Reuven's going to be Chayiv by Shor. Masha'ein came by Bor, but by Bor he's not going to be Chayiv. So you'll ask, why if the Bala Shor, the owner of the Shor, if he's Chayiv when his Shor damages Psulei Mikdashin, why don't you say the same thing by Bor, that the Bala Bor will be Chayiv when the Psulei Mikdashin Shor falls in it? So the answer to this is because it's very simple. That the halacha by Psulei Mikdashin is that even though it's your Mamon, you're not allowed to get a Hana, there are certain restrictions in this, and one of them key is you can't get Hana from it when it dies. So if you can't get Hana from Psulei Mikdashin when it dies, so there's a problem, because there's a hekesh in Bor where the pasuk says at the end of the pasuk by Bor the hames yellow, and the Gemara makes the following hekesh that unless the mace could be yours after the damage, the hames yellow, halacha is the dead animal is yours after you pay, after there is payment for, after there is payment for the shore that he damaged in the Bor, okay, the shore becomes his. And if the shore becomes his, that mamash means it has to be able to become his. And it can't become his if it's asavana. So if the shore of Psulei Mukdashin cannot become owned by him, so then the whole din of the chiyuv to pay for the shore itself falls away, because the whole din of Bor falls apart if the aspect of the Mesi yellow doesn't exist. And therefore, once the halacha of a mesi yellow doesn't exist, so to the halacha of having to pay for your bor, killing Psulei Mikdashin, will also cease to exist. And that's what is therefore a chumra in shorim of bor, in that a shor that damages Psulei Mikdashin, you'll be chayiv for, while a bor that the Psulei Mikdashin shor fell into, the owner of the bor will not be chayiv in that case. The Gemara says, if you go and you say, the Braisa is going with the Rabbanan. So we already discussed this. I need a Shayar Hach, Shayar Nami Hach. The same way we said in the previous Kasha, that what was left out, there were cases of Tumun and Kalim that were left out in the distinction between Shor and Bor. So too here, in the distinctions between Shor and Bor, there's another thing that was left out, namely the Chiyuv of paying for the damage to a psule, or the killing of a shor psule mukdashin. That would be another case that was left out after the Chacham already left out a couple of other cases, namely Kalim and Tamun. However, if you go with Rabbi Yehuda, my shire, the high shire. What else has the Brisa left out that we can say that it's going to leave out this case of a shore that kills Psulei Mekdashin as opposed to a boar? There's no other case that Rabbi Yehuda has that was left out, because he's chayiv for kalim by boar, and he's chayiv for tamun by eish. So the Gemara attempts to give a case that was left out according to Rav Yehuda, right? Eliyam Rav Yehuda, my shayer da hayshayer. What other case was left out of the Brisa if we're going to say the Brisa is going with Rav Yehuda? Shayer dashbeniro. You'll say, and the Gemara attempts to say, they're talking about, they left out a case of when someone's shore stomps on a plowed field, dafka to damage it, al mazik of Karen, kavanas al hazik, and no such mazik of karka exists by boar, right? You can go ahead and you can, with your shore, damage someone's property, damage someone's plowed field, which is purely, you're setting it to damage it, kavanas al hazik is Karen, that could exist by shore, but it can't exist by boar, because you don't have karka that can be damaged by boar. So the Gemara says, no. Imishum dash beniro, no. You can't go ahead and say that we find Rav Yehuda leaving a case out, another case out of the Braisa, namely dash beniro, because if it's because of dash beniro, lav shiyuruhu, that's not considered leaving something out. It was not left out. Why? Dahatana shekein darcho leilech lehazik. One of the distinctions given by shore over boar was that shore is an active mazik that goes, it's on the go, and it goes towards the nizak, as opposed to by boar, where it's stationary and the nizak comes to the boar. So included in that, obviously, is that the boar cannot go ahead and damage someone else's plowed property, because a stationary boar can't go to someone else's property, which is stationary, to damage it. But only a shore has that. So therefore, that Dash Beniro is included in that distinction of Shekein Dacho Leilech U Lehazik. The Gemara now goes back to start breaking up and breaking down the second Mishnah on Tesamud Beis, the second Mishnah of the Perek, where the Mishnah had said, Hichsharti b'michsas nisko, the person says, if I cause a portion, a part of the damage, then I'm obligated to pay for the damage, like one who caused all of the damage. So what does that mean? That if someone causes part of the damage, that he has to go ahead and pay for the whole damage. So, quotes a Braisa, Tana Rabbanan. So there's a Braisa where the Chachamim taught the following halacha, basically elaborating on our Mishnah. Hichsharti mixas nisko. If I caused only part of the damage, chavdi b'tashlume nisko kehechsher kol nisko, then I am going to be obligated in the payment of the damage like one who caused all the damage. Ketzad. So what is that case? Why are you chayiv to pay for all the damage if you only caused part of the damage? So the case is, hachleifer bor tisha, the case the Braisa says where Reuven comes and digs a bor 9 tfachim, uba'acher, and Shimon then comes v'yishlim al asara, and he adds another tefach and makes it now 10 tfachim bor, ha'achro chayiv. The only one that's going to be chayiv now is the one that created the 10 tefach bor, the one who added that one tefach at the end. Shimon, the only one that's going to be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Udalo Karebi, and therefore, this Braisa is not going like who? It's not going like Rebbe. How is it not going like Rebbe? Netanya, Hachofer Bor Tisha. So this Taina of this Braisa, which is also the Tana of the Mishnah, the Gemara is saying can't go like Rebbe, because there's another Braisa that says, Hachofer Bor Tisha, Uba Acher Veshlima Asara, Reuven comes and he digs a bor of 9, Uba Acher, another one comes and Shimon comes and adds a tefach to make it now 10 tefachim. Achro chayiv, the last guy, Shimon is chayiv. That's our Braisa, that's our Mishnah, that's the case of Ichshati, Mixas Nisko, Chavti, B'tashlume Nisko, Kesha Kol Nisko. However, Rebbe Omer, no, Achro Lemisa. We only go after the second person, Shimon, to be chayiv by Misa. But Achashnei and Lenizakim, when it comes to Nezikim, we don't say that only Shimon is going to be chayiv by regular Nezikim, by damaging. Rather, they're both going to be chayiv, Shneim. Both Reuven and Shimon are going to be chayiv for the damage, since both of them contributed to it. So Gemara says, no, but Papa Amar, you could answer and say that our Tana, of our Mishnah, of Hirshati Mixas Nisko, Chapti, Betashlume Nisko, Kesha Kol Nisko, can be going with Rebbe. Why? Let's say that our Mishnah, in this previous Brisa, when it said Hirshati Mixas Nisko, Chapti, Betashlume Nisko, Kesha Kol Nisko, that's going in Rebbe by Misa. Because by Misa, everyone, not only the Chachamim, but even Rebbe, I'm not trying to set it up like Rebbe, it could be both according to Rebbe and the Chachamim, namely, by Misa, everyone, even Rebbe agrees that the second one, Shimon, is going to be Chayiv, the one who added the extra Tefach to make it a 10 Tefach Bor. Ikadiyami, there are those that learn this whole Shakla Vitaya, the same basic Shakla Vitaya, in a different Shakla Vitaya, but the same idea. Lema Deloka Rebbe, let's say that our Mishnah and the top Raisa we just quoted is not going like Rebbe, namely, Hefshati Miskas Nisko, Chavti Betashlume Nisko, Geshekon Nisko. Let's say it's not going with Rebbe. Amar Rav Papa, no. Lemisa V'Dibriyako. It could be, even according to Rebbe, according to everybody, if we're talking about where the person went ahead, second person Shimon went ahead, added a tefach to make it a bor of 10. So there, everyone, including Rebbe, says, and this is very logical, by the way, Rebbe's opinion, that by Misa, obviously, Shimon, everyone holds that Shimon's going to be Chayiv. Why? Because when it comes to Misa, one is only chayiv for the Misa of an animal when the boar is 10 tefachim high. If a boar, if you dug a boar 9 tefachim high and an animal goes ahead and dies in it, you're not going to be chayiv to pay. Because the boar is only a killer boar when it is 10 tefachim. So that's why when the last person, Shimon, digs the last tefach, that is why only Shimon is going to be the one that's going to be Only Shimon is going to be the one that's going to be chayiv for the payment for Misa, even though he only did one tefach, because he was the one that made it into a killer boar. Maskev l'Rav Zeira v'suleka. Rav Zeira asked the following question. Is there really no other case of someone doing part of the damage that he's going to actually obligate him in the full damage, in the full chayiv? Is there no other case? V'ha'ika is another case. Masro shoro l'chamisha b'nei adam. Person goes over and gives his shore to five people. Upasha to watch. Upasha bo echad mehen vehizik. And one out of the five people was negligent and the behemoth went ahead and damaged. Chayiv. Who's chayiv? Who's chayiv to pay? This one person who was negligent. And that's a case of one person only doing part of the damage, because he's only one out of five people, and he's going to be chayiv and everything. So the Gemara says, wait, not so fast. Hey, Chidam, what's going on? If you're going to tell me that without him, lo havi minter, that without him, it wasn't being protected anyway, meaning that if it was up to the other four, up to the other four people, without him, it would not be considered protected, and therefore, his going ahead and watching is the critical factor in this animal damaging, because once he doesn't go ahead and watch, it will automatically damage, and the other four have no ability to watch it without him. So then it's Pshita, the Iyu Ka'avid. It's Pshita that he is the one that is going to be Chayiv, because he was the one that solely did the damage. Because four people alone can't watch it. You need five people to watch it. And if he doesn't do his part, then he caused the whole damage. Ella, what do you want to say? Bilavi yu nami minter? That without him, it would go ahead and be considered protected from damage, meaning four people could go ahead and actually watch it without him? Then Micah of it. Then what did he do? Who cares if he's negligent? They don't need him. The other four people that are watching it, they alone, okay, were the ones that were necessary for watching it, and therefore his not being there is just irrelevant, because it's still going to be watched without him, so why should he be chayiv? So, if he's the only one that's critical, because without him, the other four can't do the job, then obviously he caused the whole damage, and therefore he has to pay the whole damage. And that's not a case of doing only a partial damage. And if he's unnecessary in watching it, then what did he do? He did nothing. Maskev l'Rav Sheshes. So now Rav Sheshes goes and tries to give another case. So the Gemara just rejected why the Braisa did not give a case of Masar Shoro L'chamisha B'nei Adam as a case of Shakti Mixas Nisko, Chafti B'tashulim Nisko Kesher Kol Nisko. The Gemara says, V'ha Ika Marbe B'chavila, is what he's talking about. We also have the case of Marbe B'chavila. So Rav Sheshes asks, we have another case. I'll give you another case of a guy doing partial damage and being chayiv for the whole thing. Marbe B'chavila, if you have a guy who comes and he adds a bundle of wood to an existing fire. The Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's going on? If without the wood that he added, right, it would not have traveled and damaged, then pshita, then it's pashit. He did the whole damage, right? Of course he's going to be chayiv. He did the whole damage. Without his bundle of wood, the thing wouldn't even damage. So that's not a case of hichsharti mixas nizko. That's not a case of doing part and creating part of the damage. You did the whole thing. Because without you, it wouldn't have went on and damaged. Ella de Belavi, you Azla. What do you want to say? That without you, the fire would have gone anyway? My covet. What did you do? You did nothing. So once again, this cannot be the case. So we've already rejected two other cases, one of Masar Shor L'chamisha B'nei Adam, and the case of Marbe the Chavila. Let's now try to, the Gemara tries now another case. The following case. This could also be a case of where you do partial nezek and you'd be chayav the full amount. Five people were sitting on a bench and it didn't break. And one person comes, one person comes and sits on it, and he breaks it. The last guy is going to be chayav. So that's a braisa. The braisa says beferish that when one person comes, after five persons were sitting on the bench, so even though he only did part of the damage, seemingly, with other five people sitting on the bench, the last guy is chayav. Bamar of Papa could go and Papa Barava. Rav Papa said it's a case where they were all heavyset people, and they were all going together, going to, bust the bench together. When he went on, okay, he the sixth guy, he busted the bench. Echidami, once again, the Gemara asks, what's the case? If you say that without him sitting on the bench it would not have broken Pshita, then obviously his sitting on the bench caused the whole damage, therefore he should be Chayiv. However, if you want to say that without him sitting on it, it would have broken anyway, so then my comment, he didn't really add anything at all. Sof, Masnisa, Heichem Etarza. So at the end of the day, if you want to say that, but this is a braisa that was quoted, and a braisa the Befeirish said, five people that sit on a bench. So you might not, you want to say, oh, that's not the case of Shakti Mixas Nisko, Chafti Betashlume Nisko, Kasher Kol Nisko. But you still have to explain the braisa. The braisa said, five people that sat on a bench, and another one that comes. That one person who comes at the end, the sixth guy, he's the one that's chayiv. So how are you going to explain it? You just said that it's either pashut or, right? It's either pashut or there's nothing to talk about. He didn't do anything. He didn't add anything. So when it says lo tzricha, no, it's needed. In the braisa, there is a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The belav iu avi mitver betrei shai. And without him, the five people sitting on the bench would have broken in 2 hours. The hashda itve b'chadsha. And now when this person comes and sits on the bench, okay, it's going to break in an hour. To Amri Lay, the other five can say to him, Ilavat, if it wasn't for you, that Havi Yasfinan Tvei Porta V'Kayamen, if it wasn't for you coming on there and breaking it within the hour, we would have stayed on for another 10 minutes, we would have gotten off, and the bench would still be standing, because it would have only broken in 2 hours, and we got off after an hour and 5 minutes, we would have gotten off after an hour and 5 minutes. You getting on it, it broke within an hour. B'Leim Elahu, the Gemara seemingly explained why he would be chayiv for everything, because they could say to him, listen, without you, we would have gotten up. So, the lame of the but he could say to them, Gilabatun, he says, if it wasn't for you five being on there, Bididi, lo have a mitvah. But I wouldn't have damaged it either. It's only because you five were on there that my sitting on there was the damage. So we're all part of it. So why should I be chayiv for the full amount? So we're back to the drawing board. Lo tzricha. No. This is the reason why if the guy sits on the bench after the five are there, this is the reason why he's going to be the sole person chayiv. The bahadi the samich buhu tavar. There are different ways of understanding this Gemara. The simplest understanding is that what happened was, so the Gemara says the Braisa is speaking of a case where this guy, and the chiddush of the Braisa would be, where this guy, the sixth guy, is breaking the bench, Bahadi the Samich Bu Tavar, as he was leaning on the other five. And therefore, since he's leaning on them, they can't get up, and therefore, he's the only one that's actually causing the damage, because they can't get up. And that's why he's chayiv. So that's why the Braisa says that he's chayiv, and that's why there's a chiddush. This case can't be one utilized in to explain our Mishnah and that first Braisa, because it's not a case of where he's doing part of the damage. He's doing the whole damage, because he's holding them down, and it's his weight on top of them that is basically destroying it, and therefore he's chayiv totally, because he did the total damage. And that's the case. So the Gemara says, but if that's the case, then even in this last Braisa, Pshita, it's obvious that the last person, right, is the only one that's going to be Chayiv, because he's holding them down. He says, no, Ma'u Detayma is a Chiddush here. Kocho Lak Gucho Dami. You might have thought that the force of his, right, his force is not like his body himself. Because since it's not really his body, but rather his Koach, that is holding everyone down, that is causing the damage, that maybe that's not considered him, as if his body is damaging itself. So that's what it says. No, Kamash Malan Deko Kigufo Dami. It teaches you that his force, that holding these people down, is like it's his body itself that is damaging. The whole Heicho de Gufo Tavar, Kochinami Tavar. In every case where a person's goof damages, so too his koach will also damage. Okay, but at the end of the day, we still don't have another case of the explanation of the Mishnah where a person does part of the damage and a chayiv for the whole thing. Because this case we just listed, although there's a chiddush of kocho kegufo here, it is not viewed as a case of him doing only part of the damage. He did the full damage by holding the others down. Now the Gemara is going to try another case. Suleka, is there another case? Va'ika hadatani, but the following brisa. Hiko asara b'nei adam. A person goes ahead and he is hit by 10 people hitting him with 10 maklos. 10 people come and hit a person with 10 sticks. Whether in one shot, whether in two shots. Umeis, and the guy dies. Kulan pturin. They're all putter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, if each of these 10 people hit him one after the other, ha'achron chayiv. The last guy is chayiv. Why? Mivnei shekirev es misaso. Because he came, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, he came with his last hitting, and he made the guy die quicker. So the Gemara says, so why wasn't this given as an example of one person going ahead and doing part of the damage, because all of them, the first 9 guys also hit this guy, and it's only this 10th guy who brought the person who was hit to die quicker. So it's only he who is chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So that's the case of a guy doing a part damage being chayiv the total amount. So the Gemara says, "B'katala lo kamayri." Our Mishnah of Hichsharti b'mixas nizka is not discussing a case of killing, only a case of damaging, not the case of killing a person, not a case of ritzicha. Viba yaseima b'pluka lo kamayri. Another answer is that our Mishnah is not discussing, not getting involved in a halacha where there is a machlokes, because here this halacha would only be of hichshakti the mixas nisko in the case of hiko asar bnei adam, would only be according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, who says that the achron is chayiv. So our Mishnah didn't want to get involved. Our Mishnah, as explained by that first brisa, that only gave the case as a case of one person adding a 10th tefach. That was the only case that was given. When a person comes and adds one tefach to make the boar 10 tefach, and that's the only case of Hichsharti Mitzvas Nisko that our Mishnah is going to discuss, because he doesn't want to get involved in a machlokes. He says, "V'lo? Is that true? V'ha ukimnan v'lo karebi." But we established that would not be going according to Rebbe, right? At least according to one pshat. If
we establish one approach in the case of the boor being done 9 tefachim by Reuven and then one tefach by Shimon, that the Shimon is only chayiv for everything if he doesn't go with Rebbe, because Rebbe said when it comes to Nezikin, both Shimon who dug the last tefach and the guy who dug the first 9 tefachim, both of them are chayiv. So you see that the Mishnah, as explained by the Braisa, did get involved in the machlokes. He says no, the lo kerebi ukerabana muknina. To say that the Mishnah is being established as a case of Echsharti b'mixas nisko, and it's being established like the Chachamim as opposed to Rebbe, that we could establish it. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, but it didn't want to establish the case of Echsharti b'mixas nisko as a case of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, at least that we're going to have to pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and not like the Rabbanan, the Loka Rabbanan. That lo mukminan. We never establish the case of the Mishnah if we don't have to, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira over the Chachamim. The Gemara now continues on the next part of the next statement. Chavti b'tashlumei nisko. It says I am chayiv for the tashlumei nisko. So the Gemara says chavti b'nisko lo ketani. The Mishnah did not say that you chayiv b'nisko. Rather, ele b'tashlumei nisko. So Rashi explains and Farshim explains what does this mean. The chavti b'nisko would imply that you have to replace the whole behemoth, let's say, that you the mazik kill, and you have to pay, let's say the behemoth is worth 200, you kill the behemoth, you got to pay 200, and you keep the carcass, because you have to pay for the object. You break it, you buy it. Ella, b'tashlumei nisko, is teaching you, no, you only pay the difference. You have to pay, you have to be mashlim, like for the word mashlim. You have to complete the difference in your payment. You have to pay for the difference. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us that if you damage if you kill a behemoth that's worth 200 and there's a carcass left that's worth 25, you don't keep the carcass. Rather, you pay the nizak 175 and the carcass remains the nizak's. Tanina lahadetana rabbanan is actually a brisa that supports that which we just taught. Tashlumei nezek, the Mishnah says tashlumei nezek, that you pay tashlumei nezek. This teaches us that it's the Bailim, they're the ones that have to go ahead and, meaning the Nizak, they're the ones that have to go ahead and take care of the Nevela as soon as the animal was killed. It's the Nizak, it's upon him to go ahead and sell it, and if it depreciates and it rots more, it's the Nizak's loss. Meaning that the only thing that the Mazik is responsible is the difference. So if the carcass is 25, right? And he killed, and the behemoth was worth 200, he only has to pay 175, and the carcass, that's 25, is purely upon the bailim, that's his object still, and he has to go ahead and deal with it. Menahani mili, how do we know this? So Gemara now is going to quote three different sources, three different psukim. So the first source is, Amar Rabbi Amida Makra, Makin Nefesh Behemi Yishalmena. It's a pasuk by an Adam Amazik, when a person goes and kills a Nizak's animal. Right? One who goes in and strikes an animal and kills it, he has to pay for it. Al tikri yishalmena. Don't read the word yishalmena, you have to pay for it. Ela yashli mena, that you have to make it complete, meaning you have to complete out the animal after it's dead, and it's now worth, let's say again, 25, so you have to pay the other 175, you have to complete the difference. You're paying for just the damage and the loss that incurred. Rav Kahana now comes and says it from a different pasuk, not from the pasuk of Adam Amazik, but rather from the pasuk of Shomer Sachar. Rav Kahana Amar Mehacha, Im Tarof Yitarefi Vieyu Aid, Hatrefa Lo Yishalim. So literally the pasuk means if the animal, the Shomer Sachar, was torn to death, then the guy brings an aid, he brings witnesses, and he shows that that's the case, right? Because you don't pay, a Shomer Sachar doesn't pay for an animal getting destroyed from ones. So now this Rav Kahana is Dorish the pasuk, even though that was the literal translation, okay, by the Shomer Sachar, that he's pater for the animal being torn by ones. So you read it as follows: in Tarof Yitaref Yevieyu. Ad trefa yishalim. He pays, okay, for the damage up until the value of the trefa, of the trefa animal, the torn animal's carcass.
Shreifa atzma lo yishalim. But he does not pay for the torn animal itself. Meaning, he pays the difference between the how much the animal was worth before the damage was done. The Shomer Sachar pays the difference between. So it's being Dairish, ada treifa, meaning up until the treifa you pay, but the treifa atzma, it says lo yishalim, you do not pay. When you are responsible, when the Shomer Sachar is responsible to pay, he does not pay for the animal, the treifa animal itself. What does this mean? It means that the original owner's responsibility is to sell the carcass, and the Shomer Sachar, who is now paying the Dmei Hezek, right? He is only paying the difference between what the animal was before and the animal is now. So if the carcass is worth 25, so then, and the behemoth is worth 200, he only pays 175, because only ad treifa, up until the dead animals, that is what he paid, not 175. Chizkiyah amar mihacha. Chizkiyah comes and says that Chizkiyah gives a third source, that it's the bailin that's metaplin the nevela, that it's the original owner that has to deal with the nevela, and that the mazik only has to pay the difference between the dead animal and the live animal, what it was worth before. Chizkiyah amar mihacha. Va'meisi yalo, and the carcass, the dead animal, shall be his. La Nizak, who keeps it? The Nizak. Vamesi Yalo, the owner, keeps his dead animal. V'chein Tana Bei Chizkiyah. And that's what Tana Bei Chizkiyah said as well. That's what they taught in the yeshiva of Chizkiyah. Vamesi Yalo, and the dead animal will be to him, meaning La Nizak, the original owner, the one whose animal was damaged, who was killed. The owner of the animal that was killed keeps the dead animal. Ata Omar La Nizak. Are you saying when it says Vamesi Yalo, it means that the Nizak keeps the dead animal, and it's his dead animal, and the mazik only pays the difference? Oh, ain't that the mazik? No, maybe the mazik has to pay the full 200, and he keeps this 25 shekel nevela. The mesi yalosh maybe means, whose dead animal is it? It's the mazik's dead animal. The mazik keeps the dead animal that he killed. Amarta lo kachaya. So to this, you say, no, it's lo kachaya, it cannot be this way. My lo kachaya, why can't it be? Why can't it be that Amesi Yalo is referring to the mazik keeping the dead animal and not the nizak? Rabbi, because Isak adaitach nevela the mazik. Because if you want to say that the nevela is the mazik's, lichtov ramana shor tachas shor, but lichtov. If you want to say that the nevela goes to the one who damaged to the mazik, then all the Torah had to say was lichtov rachmana shor tachas shor, that you pay, the mazik should pay a shor. Tachas ashore, you pay for a shore in place of the shore, belishtok, and then be quiet. And then we would know that the mazik keeps the dead animal, because he's replacing the dead shore. Vamesiya lo lamali, why do you need them vamesiya? Why do you need a mesiya lo? Obviously to teach you shmamina la nizak. It's obviously to teach you that who keeps the dead animal? The nizak. And it's the nizak's responsibility to get rid of this dead animal. And the mazik only has to pay the difference of the dead animal and the original animal. In this case, if the dead animal is 25 and he damaged for 200, the damage of the animal itself was 200, he only pays 175, and the nizak has to deal with the dead carcass. Akam.